Thanks so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Let's talk about issues. Well, sometimes they pop up, even after closing.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk about the deep heart of the transaction. There's a point in time when everything has been put together and we're about ready to sign and close. The buyer's been away from the home since they were there last. Usually, the last time they were on site was around the time of the inspections.
And everything was looking good. Now, let's take a prime and specific example, a roof. It's an older building. In other words, it's not brand new with a brand new roof. It's an older building with a used roof. Now, what's a used roof? It wasn't installed yesterday. And you could see it doesn't leak. You can go into the attic. There's no staining of any moisture penetrations. You can see from ceilings that haven't been painted to disguise leaks. There's no leaks. Literally, this roof does not leak. Buyer and seller have negotiated price terms. Lenders approved the loan. And it closes. And there's a rainstorm the evening of closing. And a couple of drops come through the roof. What's the assumption of the buyer at that particular point?
The buyer doesn't think they got this random experience in a single night, that this was going on before closing.
Yes, and you didn't tell me about it. And are they upset? So as a buyer, be aware that when you're buying a pre-owned property, a used property, that every part of it has been used. And in some instances, the defects are obvious. In other instances, the defects are yet to be discovered because it's used and not quite worn out. But and the moment that it does wear out, oh my goodness.
I really believe strongly that the seller has responsibility, but let me explain why. Not because after closing something happened, but if the seller can give full wide open access, encourage inspectors of the buyer's choosing to fully investigate that property so it's well documented that their inspector on their behalf
yes.
said this house has a great roof or a good roof or a sufficient roof on it. And then in addition, I see resistance from sellers to let the buyers do a final walkthrough. Oh, we're packing now and we can't let them through. In residential real estate, it's common practice, not always the case. Buyers want to walk through right prior to close. As a seller, I say let them. If you've got something to hide, then you might not want to, but I would encourage you to allow them so they had a lot of access prior to close of escrow.
Those are great words.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.